Joining me on a high-speed service from St Pancras to Ashford are two men on both sides of the fence.
I'm Chris Page, I'm the chairman of Rail Future.
Can you tell me what your opinion is towards HS1 and why you think it's a good example of what we can do in this country?
Well, we can see that people have voted with their feet in terms of using this service to get into London. And it's those sort of changes, which you can't necessarily predict when you're planning it, that is where the benefits will be in the long run.
My name's Joe Rukin. I'm the campaign manager for Stop HS2.
I agree, people have voted with their feet. HS1 is carrying 40% of the passengers it was meant to be carrying by now. They haven't turned up. Ebbsfleet is the perfect example of the idea that, you know, high-speed railways are meant to generate jobs and growth. Ebbsfleet was meant to have mass economic development. What's it got? It's got a big car park.
Tickets, please. Yeah.
People have actually chosen to live in Kent and commute to London on high-speed rail because it's faster, because it wasn't practical to commute from somewhere like Ashford or Canterbury to London, whereas now it is.